Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
First year this past year, and a winning season, bowl game, and not mostly a tremendous recruiting class both years. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time.
Yeah, thank you, Larry. It's good to be with you.
It's what an exciting time. I mean, we sat there last spring and looked at the roster, and knowing that you had a first class that kind of turned things around, but there were 52 players on that roster north of Palm Beach. And I said to myself, you know, just shaking my head, I said, there's no way. I mean, they're lucky to have 300 people. You changed that immediately. First recruiting class, 90%, 85 to 90% South Florida kids, same thing here. Because you know this area so well and you know how vital it is to put some people in the seats, and the way to do it is with the local kids. How important was that, especially this time?
Well, Larry, obviously, I think if you're going to be successful, certainly just about any program in the state of Florida, you've got to hit it with kids in your home, you know, in your own backyard. And having spent, you know, a significant amount of time at the University of Miami and knowing how critically important it is to get kids from Dade, Broward, Palm Beach County over to Southwest Florida and in the immediate area around Lake Okeechobee, you just have to do that. And the great thing about it, Larry, is everybody knows, is that there's a ton of great players here, guys that love to compete, guys that love football. They come from programs where they're used to having to compete against, you know, other good, talented players. They're very well coached. So it's a great place to start with. And I think, you know, coming into the program, you just, you know, talking to our assistant coaches and said, you know, if we're going to do good, we've got to do a great job of recruiting locally as far as kids. And, you know, that's probably going to be the blueprint, you know, for the remainder of my career, certainly at FIU, is to just try to go out and bring in as many talented kids from the local schools as possible.
Coach, when you got serious about taking the job, the one thing that had to play over and over is that you had to bring in coaches that can recruit. I mean, because you were like that, you were a extremely heavy recruiter wherever you went into living rooms or when you went to stadiums. You always made, and I watched you a lot, that you made an impact not only with the kids but their families, their friends, just to get to kind of know everybody. Recruiting has changed a lot. Obviously, head coaches can't go out and sell their product as much as they would like to, which is has always been kind of strange to me.
Yeah, but, no kidding.
Yeah, but I mean, but not only that, is now you're getting an opportunity to try to get that in your assistant coaches. I mean, everything that your fibers, everything that you were raised on as far as recruiting, your assistant coaches have to be on that same page. Talk about that and the importance and some of these coaches that have really hit the pavement for him.
Yeah, you know what, Larry? I mean, obviously, you know, any head coach is absolutely not telling the truth if they don't say that a lot of the success that they have in recruiting relies a great deal on their assistant coaches. Working for Jimmy Johnson for 15 years, and, you know, a big significant amount of that was as an assistant coach. He had other very, very talented assistant coaches, Dave Wanstead and Tony Wise, and a lot of the guys that were on his staff. You know, and we, you know, obviously recruited, learned a lot of things about Jimmy, and you know, we were kind of the ambassadors when you went into the homes and tried to sell the program, because obviously Jimmy couldn't go into every single home. So you had to do those kinds of things. So, you know, creating the staffs that I had at Miami, the staffs that I had at North Carolina, now at FIU, you want guys that, you know, they are hungry to go out and recruit. They love the challenge. They love going in and competing for the talented players. You want them to be able to be guys that can sell the program. And, you know, we're very, very fortunate. You know, we've got some guys on our staff that have got some ties and roots in South Florida.
Sure.
And, you know, and so those guys, they do a great job. And, you know, they connect with the kids. They connect with the high school coaches. They can, you know, kind of help paint the vision of the things that I'm impressing upon them to try to sell in the homes about education and academics and building a program that'll give them an opportunity not only to leave with a college education, but to get an opportunity to play in the National Football League. That's what every kid, you know, hopes for. And, you know, I've been blessed, Larry. I mean, obviously I've had 36 first round draft choices that I've recruited or coached, and 125 kids have made it to the NFL. So, you know, all of those kinds of things are the things that we're trying to sell at the program at FIU currently.
Yeah, no doubt. Butch Davis, FIU head coach, joining us. As you're speaking, I'm thinking of all those guys that that you've coached and we've had the pleasure of watching. But with FIU, sometimes at that level, it takes better eye evaluation than most people realize, because you have to – kids that are getting passed over for a reason, they're kind of like projects. And some of them that are maybe tweeners that you may see, listen, this kid could be a rush end. You know, for us, he could be a rush end. Sure. He may not be fast enough to play a linebacker, but for us, he could do this. That's something, too, that a lot of people don't understand. If you're going to build a successful program, especially at this level, you have to be better recruiters and you have to be better evaluators than everybody in your conference, because – they have the availability of the same kids. You just have to be able to project. You've done that in both classes. Talk about that and how valuable that's been.
Well, you know, Larry, I mean, I think that there's a certain element of that that's absolutely true. But one of the things I think, you know, in the programs that I've had, you know, we've looked at kids and said, do they fit the culture? Do they fit the environment? And do they have enormous upside? And let's go back and dial it back to the University of Miami. And fans that followed that program, I mean, Santana Moss was a young man that had no scholarship.
Right.
You know, Ed Reed and Reggie Wayne were guys that were hugely underappreciated.
Yeah.
They weren't recruited by any of the schools, LSU and Texas A&M and some of the schools in the area where they were from. And so, you know, when you see kids like that and, you know, you just identify guys that you say, you know what, these guys have the athletic ability, you know, that gives them a chance to have a huge upside. And one of the things, Larry, that is a big thing, you think about this, we've signed 22 high school kids this year. 18 of the 22 kids that we signed were multi-sport athletes.
Nice.
I am absolutely infatuated, and I love it, and I always have. I like recruiting kids that after football season's over with, they go play basketball, they're on the wrestling team, they play baseball, they run track, they like to compete. And so sometimes those kids aren't as close to being the finished product as maybe the so-called somewhat, you know, four-star, five-star guys that everybody gets so infatuated with, because, you know, maybe they're 20 pounds lighter because they play three sports.
And yep.
They don't get in an off-season lifting program. And you have to identify, you know, those types of kids. And how much upside do they actually have? I mean, literally, Larry, there's kids all across the country that in my personal opinion, they're 17 and 18 years old, and they are almost the complete finished product. They're 6'4", they're 295 pounds as a senior in high school, and they look fabulous. They look unbelievable. The sad thing is that 4 years later, they go to a Division I college football program and they're 6'4", they're 297 pounds.
Exactly.
And they're not any bigger. They're not any better than they were in their high school football program. And so, you know, so it's, you know, there's a certain traits of things that you look for in those kinds of types of athletes. And it's just, you know, I think it's, you know, regardless of whether what school or program that you're at, there's a certain, you know, thing that you know, that you want to do as far as evaluating those kind of kids and bringing them into your program, because there is huge upside to them.
Yeah, no doubt. Butch Davis joining us. I'm Coach. As I was looking at three guys of this class that I think probably depict what you guys are after, kids that were kind of like just around the radar screen, but I think they have a chance to blow up. Donovan Georges from Champagnat Catholic as an inside kid, as linebacker. Ivan Thomas, who I think really, I mean, I can't press it upon people or not. From 15 to 20 yards in, he's almost impossible to cover. I mean, you either pass interfere with him or he scores a touchdown. And Sean Peterson, this is a kid who is a mountain of a kid. I mean, he looks like Eddie George as a running back because he runs straight up, but he's also has that athletic ability to crush you at linebacker. Talk about those guys. And are those the three type of kids that you're looking to recruit like annually?
Great call, Larry. I mean, because obviously I think you nailed it. I mean, Donovan George, I mean, when we watched him on film, he was a kid that was making tackles sideline to sideline. He was big, he was strong, he was physical. And one of the innate traits that you look for in linebackers is what kind of instincts do they have? And, you know, he has the ability to get into a hole before the running back gets there because he's already read it, diagnosed it, and he can get there and he can make the play. And, And, you know, and we're unbelievably excited about, you know, what he's going to bring to the program. Ivan Thomas, I think you did a great job of nailing him because he's one of those hybrid type of guys that he's got some of the athletic traits in some respects like a wide receiver, but he also has some of the traits that can be like an H-back, mm-hmm. a tight end. When you're looking for mismatches and the opportunity to misplace a guy like that in a personnel group or in a formation that maybe says, you know what, if we do this, we can put him on a safety that's got no chance of covering him, or we
exactly.
can put him in a situation where a linebacker cannot cover him, and we can create those kinds of things. And not to say, because one of the things that I hate doing, Larry, is I hate making, you know, comparisons to certain guys, but there's not a whole lot of difference between Ivan Thomas and Kellen Winslow Jr. Kellen was a wide receiver when he came to the University of Miami in high school at San Diego. And, you know, and he was able to do a lot of those same things in high school that you could move him around and put him against certain people. And obviously you can see the career, you know, the way his turned
out. Definitely.
Yep. John Peterson, you used one analogy. We talked about him being somewhat like Eric Dickerson, the upright running position.
Yeah.
It's a 6'3", big, strong, powerful guy that, you know, that has the ability, you know, everything, you know, there's a certain blueprint of types of guys. We also made a little bit of an analogy of like Najee Davenport, who was a 245-pound, just unbelievable, physical, powerful running back. And, you know, and Sean, again, like you said, I mean, here's a kid that played, you know, he could play linebacker, he could play running back. I mean, there's a lot of ways that he could help your program win.
Yeah. You know, Coach, I also remember Chuck Muncy, may he rest in peace, once told me that when you're a big running back like that, he says he remembers that Ronnie Lott came up to make a tackle on him. His helmet hit his thigh and Ronnie got knocked out. So anytime you got a big back like that, anything could happen. Yep. They could wreak havoc. Coach, I can't say enough. Thanks so much for joining us. If you're an FIU fan, you got to be over the moon because what you guys are doing over there is awesome. Hope to get out to a couple of practices. And again, thanks so much, Coach.
Yeah, it's great talking to you, Larry, and you're always welcome. We get started March the 6th with spring practice, and we'll be going for probably about a month and a half, so we'd love to see you and have you come to practice and watch and get a chance to see some of these new players.
Good stuff. Thanks so much.
You bet, Larry. Have a good night.
Coach Butch Davis from FIU. Great guy, but just knows the game so well. And it's nice to see a lot of our local kids ending up in South Miami. It's just, you know, we need that. I mean, you need that throughout South Florida, but there as well.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.